Welcome to the Author's Choice chapter series of Rich Dad Advisor audiobooks. Please enjoy Garrett Sutton's thoughts on Before You Begin Buying or Selling a Business.
Before you begin, being your own boss. It sounds like paradise, being your own boss, owning your own business, setting your own hours, answering to no one, even dressing how you like. Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad advocates owning businesses, ideally managed by others, for the income they generate and the freedom they can provide. But whether you are a non-managing entrepreneur or a day-to-day boss, being the owner also means taking the responsibility, all the responsibility, for the business's health. The success or failure of your business, and correspondingly your personal financial success, lies squarely on your shoulders. There are no sick days, no vacation pay, no downsizing opportunities. A turn in the economy no longer means only worry over job security, but worry over utter financial ruin. There are no security blankets in the entrepreneurial world, so you'd better know from the start if you are a Linus or a Lucy. Linus was the intellectual of the Peanuts gang, but he required security. Lucy was the go-getter, schemer, who never thought anything through. Somewhere between the personalities of this brother-sister duo is the ideal entrepreneur. Do you have the right entrepreneurial personality? Before you buy a business, recognize that knowing your strengths and weaknesses going in can save you hours, possibly years, of frustration, as well as limit your financial risk. Ask yourself some questions. Here are a few with which to start. 1. How does your education compare to the demands of the industry you plan to enter? 2. Do you know how to track financials and plan for taxes? 3. How do you feel about sales and marketing? How does your experience stack up? 4. Do your skills lend themselves to running the type of business you are considering? 5. Will your needs be met by your skills? If not, are these skills ones you can learn? If so, how long will it take you to get up to speed? 6. On a more interior level, how do the needs of the business fit your personality? If you don't really like